Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm on a city, the way he I feel is a doggone
pity. Welcome back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Robert McTeer. Bob is the Distinguished Fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, ncpa.org. Please check it out there. You can find his blog there on that website. He's a former chancellor of Texas A&M University Complex. He's the former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas and a former member of the FOMC, 13-year member of our Brain Trust. Bob, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for 13 great years. This month, at the end of this month, let me backtrack a little bit. A while back, I guess maybe it was 3 or so years ago, the FDIC, in order to sort of stabilize the deposit landscape, I hope I'm saying this the right way, Bob, they increased deposit guarantee well beyond the $250,000 and actually made it infinite, didn't they?
Well, they raised most deposits from $100,000 to $250,000.
Yeah.
And for business deposits,
businesses and organizations,
businesses that had zero interest account,
right,
that used them for payroll and things like that, it was made unlimited.
Unlimited, and so that is about to expire at the end of this year. Will expire at the end of this year if nothing's done. That guarantee on those business and organizations like nonprofits and things like that. And there's a big concern, Bob, on Main Street with the independent community banks that when that deposit guarantee drops back down, that nothing will change except that it will be perceived that the big banks have better stability than the small banks, and that a lot of businesses will move their operating accounts out of small banks into the big banks. And that's a real concern that I have, because anything that hurts an independent community bank hurts a small business, Bob. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, before I agree with you, let me just state for the record that as a recovering economist, I'm supposed to be for this because of moral hazard issues.
Right, right.
However, they have not really been able to get rid of the too big to fail thing with big banks. We all feel a little bit more comfortable doing business with Chase and Bank of America because we don't think they're going to fail. So this does level the playing field for community banks. So I guess I'll go along with you on that.
Strain yourself. Don't hurt yourself. Agree with you now. I wouldn't want you to pull a muscle agreeing with me or anything.
Well, we all like community banks. And
I love them.
Believe they make their communities stronger. And, yes, this would be very helpful if it were extended.
Well, do you think it will be? Do you have any inside information? Do you know?
No, the politicians are saying no, but I think these community bankers visit their representatives all the time.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think they'll probably went out on it.
They've got a good, the ICBA is a good lobbying group, but you know, interestingly enough, Bob, this is where I diverge from Republicans. Because most Republicans are against this increase, and I don't know why that's the case. It's interesting bedfellows here, but I disagree with them. And let me say this: I'm concerned about the moral hazard too. I appreciate the moral hazard implications of this, but I also know that independent community banks are already under an extreme amount of stress from the economy, from the threat of Basel being imposed on them maybe one day, from the Dodd-Frank regulations that are coming down the pike that are hurting them. Independent banks are already under stress right now.
Even Operation Twist has flattened out their yield
Yes,
curve.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right about that. I think sometimes we overestimate the negative impact of moral hazard. I mean, mm-hmm. The way people state that is if you keep somebody from failing, you know, it'll encourage others to fail.
Right.
Well, others don't want to fail, you know, no matter. There's a certain amount of humiliation and loss and failure. And so
right.
I don't think moral hazard does that much to help things.
Well, it's not exactly like like we've never burst that bubble or anything. You know, it's not exactly like we've never violated moral hazard before.
And 08 and 09, we got up to our hips in it.
That's exactly our ears, probably. Bob, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 13 great years. I hope you're okay. I hope you didn't hurt yourself agreeing with me on that, on a couple of those things there today. So,
I was trying to raise my batting average to 333.
Well, we'll have to recalculate that after the show. Hey, Bob, okay. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
See ya.
Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Bob joined us. And don't forget, ncpa.org. Find his blog there, and you'll get smarter when you do. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.